I would like to introduce a couple folks that need no introduction. However, I will introduce them. From Oak Park, California, please put your hands together for Russ and Julie Paris of Russ and Julie's House Concert.
I'm short. Hi, everyone. We're Russ and Julie from Russ and Julie's House Concert. Oh, before I do this, thank you, Bill Berry. Thank you, Peter Kranz. You guys did a great job tonight. We're obviously Russ and Julie. It's an honor to be on the stage tonight. We want to thank, well, Peter and the Far West community for this opportunity. We've been hosting monthly house concerts since 1997. We feature established touring artists who tend to fall in the categories of rock, folk rock styles, but also have included jazz, pop, bluegrass, R&B, and rock throughout the years. Among those who performed here at our house have been Jim Messina, John McEwen, Chris Hillman, Mary McCaslin, Loana Navarro, Brindle, Joe Craven, Barry McGuire, Wilney Waldman. It goes on and on. We're proud to say that well over two-thirds of our past performers throughout the years are Folk Alliance and Far West alumni. Through the magic of music and live performance, what started in 1997 as a one-time show for a friend turned into a monthly house concert series that's now coming up on our 23rd year and 250th house concert next year. We're going to feature Tom Chapin next February for our 250th show.
I'm trying to make this quick. This is the extremely cut down, edited version because the bio goes on for about a book. Lauren Stuber is a music graduate of London's Goldsmith College. He was a featured guitar soloist for the National Youth Jazz Orchestra before becoming established as a studio musician in the mid-1970s. He played the James Bond theme for the movie The Spy Who Loved Me, and was featured on the soundtracks to Dirty Dancing, Pocahontas, Good Will Hunting, Splash, The Big Chill, The Muppet Movie, among many others. His guitar playing is also featured on the soundtracks to TV shows such as Home Improvement, Roseanne, The Facts of Life, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, The Young and the Restless, Beverly Hills 90210, and hundreds of others. LJ is best known as the lead guitarist in Paul McCartney's band Wings. He won a Grammy for his work with Wings on Back to the Egg. He has played on albums by The Alan Parsons Project, Marvin Hamlisch, John Williams, Belinda Carlisle, Air Supply, Ringo Starr, James Lee Stanley, Lou Rawls, Al Stewart, The Monkees, Paul Williams, Artie Traum, Carly Simon, and a very, very long list of others. He's also produced a few of Al Stewart's albums. He was Fingerstyle Guitar Magazine's Guitarist of the Year for the year 2000 and earned a coveted Editor's Pick Award for his C.F. Martin CM, 18LJ signature guitar in 2002. He has composed the music for several stage productions, including It's the Housewives, A Very Brady Musical, and Gilligan's Island the Musical. His music is also featured in the Ken Burns documentary, The 10th Inning. LJ has released 25 solo albums, which spotlight his unique touch and tone on acoustic guitar. His LJ Plays the Beatles album was voted one of Acoustic Guitar Magazine's all-time top 10 albums. His solo arrangement of the Pink Panther theme earned him a second Grammy Award, while his arrangement of Stand By Me was heard nationally in a Diamonds Are Forever commercial. His photo memoir, Guitar with Wings, was recently published by Dalton Watson Fine Books, and his latest CD, LJ Can't Stop Playing the Beatles, is the third in his series of arrangements of music by the Fab Four. His playing fuses folk, jazz, blues, pop, and classical styles, creating a multifaceted performance that has firmly established him as a world-renowned guitar virtuoso and container and entertainer. Lawrence is teaching a master class on guitar tomorrow at 1:15. You don't want to miss that. It's been our pleasure over the years to present LJ to our audiences, and it is truly an honor to present him here tonight. Please give a warm welcome to Lawrence Stuber.
You know, Russ, My introduction that I normally tell people is, he's one of those guitar guys. very much. Thank you. That's a tune of mine called Cobalt Blue. Before that, Del Shannon's Runaway. And I opened up with another tune of mine, Catch, named after a club in Manhattan, Catch a Rising Star, which is where I met my wife, Hope, 38 years ago. And we've been married 37 years. And in Hollywood years, that's about 450. So yesterday would have been John Lennon's 79th birthday. How about that? Yeah. So here's a John Lennon tune. Thank you. Okay, from the Beatles to the Who. This is a Pete Townshend composition. And first time I ever played it in public was in front of Pete Townshend. A challenge. Happily, he enjoyed it. Won't get fooled again. Let's hope not. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. For the guitar players, I was in Dadgad tuning. D-A-D-G-A-D. Now going to standard tuning. Missionary tuning. I have a new one, though. A-D-D-A-D-D. It's just hard to stay there very long. Okay. A little bit of Jimi Hendrix. Thank you very much to Russ and Julia for inviting me to do this. Very much appreciated. I think a round of applause for our sound man here. I'm participating in two workshops tomorrow. Tomorrow morning there's an arranging workshop, which promises to be a lot of fun. And then in the afternoon, I think about 1:15, I'm doing a guitar workshop. So that gets pretty broad and pretty deep at the same time. It's if you want to tune up your guitar playing or just get a deeper sense of the history of the instrument and just stuff, guitar stuff, then I look forward to seeing you there. But meanwhile, I'm going to finish up with it's a tune from 1931. This is All of Me.